Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
The cattle futures market extremely strong again today. For the third day in a row, the feeder cattle were up triple digits. The August feeders 122 higher at 180.80, and that's the highest level since March. And we're testing the highs of 182 at the end of March. So it'll be interesting to see if we get there. The high before that in February was about 187. So that'd be the next target for the August feeder cattle. September, the next month out, $1.55 higher at 183.07. The October is up $1.55 at 185 even. Live cattle were 20 higher in August, 136.87. The October is 141.27. December is 147.65, up 45. It looks like there is some 137 bid today, right in line with where the August futures are currently trading. There's been quite a bit of talk of the cattle in the north bringing significantly higher prices than the live cattle futures. There's somewhat of a difference there, and that shouldn't happen, but it does, and the delivery process should eliminate those issues depending on the quality of the cattle. So we'll see what happens, but the futures right now are right in line with cash. The feeder cattle index down 87 at 171.34. There's also some talk of that being about $10 below, or $9 below the August futures. Keep in mind, August futures are aiming for the last Friday of August.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures were all over the place here. We had some higher, some lower. The wheat sold off after being about 20 cents higher at one point. They ended up down about 5.5 in the Kansas City September at 8.62 1/4, about 28 cents off the highs. Chicago wheat 1-3 lower. Minneapolis 3-4 lower. Soybeans were higher all day long. The August up 16.5 at 14.84. November's up 6.5 at 13.49.5. And then corn was 6-9 cents higher throughout today. Yesterday's big sell-off across the board was driven, I think, by big macroeconomic factors such as all commodities selling off. It wasn't just the grain markets. There were some reports out that the rainfall forecast had changed and increased rain for the Midwest, and that was driving it lower. But I don't really think that was it. I think it was just the whole commodity sector and interest rates and all this inflation talk and higher interest rates is just weighing on commodities as a whole and pushing people out of their long positions. Today, I think that maybe the market is realizing that it was overdone. And that report yesterday wasn't really that bearish either. It was kind of a neutral report and maybe slightly bearish, but I didn't really think it was a 60-cent down day for beans in terms of what that report showed us. And then cotton today, down again, December 87.71, down 313.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.